If you're listening to this podcast on this feed, you're tuned into an old feed and you might miss future episodes. If you like this show, please resubscribe using the new feed. Simply go to donateyourweight.com and click on podcast, where you'll find a direct link to the new feed on iTunes, a link to the RSS feed for this show, and even a podcast player you can use to listen to the show at your computer. Thanks for listening. This is episode 88 of the DonateYourWeight.com podcast. Today's topic is Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. I'm Sherry Zampelli, program developer of Donate Your Weight, the stress-free program to stop dieting, get slim, and help others while doing it. If you're sick of dieting and want to end the struggle with weight and eating, stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is the first podcast for 2008. I just want to wish everyone a happy new year. There's been some really exciting things happening over here at Donate Your Weight. They've been keeping me very busy, but I do have some podcasts already lined up, so we'll be having some back-to-back here in the near future. I have some interviews coming up that will be of interest to you. And I hope everyone had an enjoyable time. You were able to relax, rejuvenate, and refresh, take some time off before the new year started. I don't know about you, but my new year is off with a bang. It was pretty mellow in December for the most part, but January is just crazy. I was able to get some reading done, though, and I have recently finished reading a book called Fattening of America: How the Economy Makes Us Fat, If It Matters, and What to Do About It by Eric Finkelstein and Lori Zuckerman. This book is filled with interesting facts and figures and a lot to think about, lots of research. It's not really a book about losing weight, but it does help put the obesity epidemic in perspective and to really realize that there are many factors that contribute to the choices we make. There are political and social factors that impact our culture and the choices that we make. And I could probably go through this book page by page and do about 100 podcasts based on some of the facts and figures it contains. I'm sure I'm going to refer back to it from time to time throughout this year. But for today, I just wanted to focus on one sentence, or actually a couple sentences that were in this book that really stood out for me. I think it's an important thing to emphasize what I read. I think it will help a lot of people, so I'm going to talk about it later. It's really a great example of how little changes, very small changes, can add up over time and make a big difference in your overall results. And speaking of little things that make a big difference, I also want to talk briefly about the Donate Your Weight program and our teleseminar support groups, because really, that's what the Donate Your Weight program is all about, making small changes consistently until they become new habits, and then it's as if it's just your lifestyle. That's just the way you live, so you can stop struggling with weight and eating. Back and forth, up and down, struggling, all or nothing. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the one sentence in the book, The Fattening of America, that really stood out for me, because I think that understanding and appreciating this one sentence can really make a big difference. Welcome back to the show. Have you ever justified eating a cookie or a tortilla or a piece of candy by saying, well, it's only a little bit, or just this once won't hurt, and then I'll just exercise and do something to make it up? Well, I am going to admit that I have definitely done that many times. But ever since I read this one sentence in The Fattening of America, I find myself reevaluating that mindset. I also am starting to read The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And what I'm beginning to realize more and more is that everything I do and everything I don't do makes a difference. And it's important to think twice before doing anything. to really evaluate it and see how it fits in with your long-term goals. So in this book, The Fattening of America, the author writes, "Keep in mind that the rise in obesity rates experienced during the past two decades could be explained by a net caloric imbalance of about 100 calories per day." He goes on to state that, in fact, a caloric imbalance of this amount could generate an average weight gain of about 10 pounds a year, where 3,500 calories translates into 1 pound of weight gain. This point is significant because it highlights how small changes in diet and exercise patterns over time can lead to large increases in weight. And then the author includes a chart in the book with about 15 items that range in caloric content from 80 calories to 160 calories. And some of the things on that list were a little bit of a surprise to me. Maybe they will be to you too. Here's a couple examples. 4 Hershey Kisses have 100 calories. And I know many people who worked in offices and have a candy bowl nearby. This is a common scenario. And they sneak by the candy bowl and get a little peanut butter cup or a little kiss. And they might get 5 or 10 or maybe even 20 of those in their mouth every day. And the sad thing is that most of the time you're not even really enjoying it. It's more like this mindless robotic thing where you just kind of pop it in your mouth and eat it real fast and don't even enjoy it. So imagine that just 4 of those would be 100 calories, which could actually lead to a 10-pound weight gain in a year. That's amazing. These little things don't seem like much, but they can add up, especially because it's this unconscious eating, and a lot of times people aren't even registering that they ate it. It's like a non-event, and yet it is making a difference. So here are some other examples. 2 Oreo cookies have 106 calories. That is just wrong. 8 ounces of cola has 162. 8 ounces. Like, nobody drinks 8 ounces of cola. They don't even have containers with 8 ounces of cola in them. A can is 12 ounces. Most bottles are 20 ounces. And you'll even see people carting around 32-ounce and 44-ounce sodas. I haven't even done the math on it. I'm just going to tell you, 8 ounces, 162. Now, as you know, I don't support dieting as a way of life or even as a weight loss method, but let's face it, you have to be conscious of the food you take in, and if you take in excess food, you will eventually notice a change in your body. So I think it's important to be aware of the food going in your body, not only because of the calories, but because it's important not to treat yourself like a human waste disposal. If you believe in the concept of your body being your temple, then think of what kind of temple you'll create if you just mindlessly stuff any old thing into your mouth any old time. You're going to have a cluttered, stuffed, disorganized temple, and eventually the clutter is going to hide or obscure your beauty. So it's important to be picky and choosy about not only what goes into your body, but also what goes into your mind, so you can create a body and a life that you feel proud of. If you're unconscious or tuned out, you might just end up with a mess on your hands. Of course, it's important to realize that just as 100 extra calories a day could lead to a 10-pound gain in 1 year, small but consistent changes to your diet can lead to weight reduction in a year. Also, if 3,500 calories equals 1 pound, and eating 100 calories a day will lead to 10 pounds gained in 1 year, then it has to be true that eating less calories, even just a little bit less every day, is going to lead to weight reduction every year. And sometimes we think that those small changes are not enough, but actually small changes made consistently are better than large and temporary changes, because large and temporary changes often have a big backlash. For example, you get discouraged and fed up by your weight, so you go on an extreme plan, lose it fast, and hopefully for good. Do something very drastic that you don't even like and you've never done before. And a lot of times this extreme decision, this extreme commitment, just lasts about a week or less. And then you're right there back at the fridge, eating cheese, eating ice cream, eating all the things you didn't allow yourself to have on the extreme plan, beating yourself up, feeling like a failure, maybe even binging. And this all-or-nothing approach just sets you back. It makes you so you're worse off than you were before you started. Now remember the saying, slow and steady wins the race. It might not be fun and exciting to go slow and steady, but sometimes excitement is just drama with no substance. Do you want drama, hysterics, or do you want peace and freedom? Do you want quick, temporary results, or do you want a lifestyle free from food and weight obsession? Permanent. If you want permanent, stress-free results, slow and steady is your best bet. So with that said, the Donate Your Weight program is slow and steady, and it's outlined for you in a step-by-step program that you can purchase online today. No matter where you live in the world, you can purchase it. It's based on time-tested principles of behavior modification, taking small steps. It includes hypnosis and affirmations. It includes a success checklist so you can stay on track, 7 stress-free slimming strategies to follow. And for a limited time, you can buy the program for only $49.99. And with your $49.99 investment, you get the entire program, which is a book outlining all the strategies, 9 weeks of email instruction, a bonus hypnosis and affirmation audio download called Stress-Free Slimming. Doesn't that sound nice? And the Harmony Earth Diet by Christopher Westra, which is a PDF download. And while supplies last, you even get a free 30-minute consultation with yours truly. It's really one heck of a deal, so go check it out now. It's available at donateyourweight.com/program. Or even you can go to donateyourweight.com and you'll see the second thing on the page there is to click on the program. So go there for details. I also want to mention the free monthly Donate Your Weight teleseminars. This is, you know, a seminar on the telephone, so you can participate from all over the country and even other countries, at least Canada anyway. Teleseminars are held on the 7th of every month. They're live events where I will be on the phone with you and I will answer questions from callers. If you live in another country and you can't call in on the line live with us, you can receive recordings of the monthly calls. Everybody can. All you have to do is go to donateyourweight.com/teleseminars or go to donateyourweight.com and click on teleseminars, and you'll see a page where you can sign up for free updates. And not only that, you'll also receive a free MP3 for signing up. It's different than the podcast. It's an overview of the whole Donate Your Weight program, what's it all about. And it's, you might find it interesting. You might find that you really relate to that. So again, you go to donateyourweight.com/teleseminars. You can sign up for the updates. And whether you can make it on the call live with us or not, we'll send you a free MP3 just for signing up. And then you can receive each monthly teleseminar free as well. I want to wrap up today's show by saying thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell a friend. And remember to focus on success and watch it grow. Bye for now. The theme song for this podcast was provided by The Sky Beneath from their album The Floor, available on iTunes.